Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home.
Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My co-host is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon. As you probably know, Greg and I have so much music to play and talk about. We have filled probably 100 desert island jukeboxes, but let's assume it just has infinite capacity to play as many tracks as we want, Mr. Kot. What is the song that you can't live without today?
Well, Jim, I'm going to play a track that was, there were many songs inspired by Otis Redding. I'm going to play one of the best ever. That was not a hit, but I consider it the best song that this particular artist ever recorded.
All right. We'll hear more about that in a minute on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, Lemonade Shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Welcome back to Sound Opinions, and Mr. Kot, you are adding a song inspired by Otis Redding, but not an Otis Redding song. Is that correct?
And there's even more to this story, because we put together an interview with Steve Cropper, and I was thinking about Steve Cropper playing a track he played on. And initially, I was thinking that he played on this particular track. Mm. And I go, okay, I can't use that one. But now I have an excuse to put it on a bonus podcast for the DIJ.
Nothing goes to waste.
So Eddie Floyd is the artist I'm talking about. He's best known for songs like Knock on Wood, which Cropper co-wrote, by the way, and played guitar on. And I've Never Found a Girl to Love Me Like You Do, and Raise Your Hand, which Janis Joplin later covered, and Springsteen. He's obviously had a hand in a number of great songs. He wrote couple of great hits for Wilson Pickett, like 99 and a half won't do. But I think the track that I'm going to play is the high point of his career. And it was inspired by Otis Redding. Floyd and Redding were great friends. Floyd was completing a tour in Europe on the day that Otis Redding went down in a plane crash.
Yeah.
You know, he wanted to hustle home from Europe to attend Otis's funeral. So he got on a plane in London with the intention of flying into New York and then from there down to Memphis to, so that he could pay tribute to Otis. Well, it turns out the plane never got off the ground. In fact, irony of ironies, right? Otis had just gone down in a plane crash. This plane also could have gone down in a crash had it taken off. Mm. The plane speeding down the runway, ready for its takeoff. All of a sudden, the pilot slams on the brakes. Turns out that one of the motor's engines had gone dead. And it sends passengers flying around. You know, like, I don't think people were wearing seatbelts back then on airplanes.
It was a different kind of airplane.
So it was a sudden stop. And Floyd, obviously, this is something that just changes your life. You know, you're like, wow, how close was that? He writes down these words, Big Bird, as in, get on up, Big Bird, take me home safely so that I can go to my friend's funeral. Long story short, he missed the funeral because the plane was delayed many hours before they were able to take off. But he gets back, when he gets back to Memphis, he goes into the studio right away with his friend Booker T. Jones, Booker T. and the MGs. And together, they finish this track called Big Bird. It is one of the roughest sounding Stax tracks of that era. It's got a certain rock and roll energy to it. Eddie Floyd called it his rock and roll record. Booker T plays most of the instruments on it, including the guitar, which is one reason I thought
that it was proper.
He sounds a lot like Steve, and he kind of melds these two guitar lines together. I got a feeling some people have speculated that he was using Cropper's rig, which was already set up in the studios at Stax, and played on it. But Booker T could play multiple instruments. And Floyd sings that, his heart out on this song. The horns lifted. It's surging. You can feel that Big Bird taking off as this song climaxes. It's Eddie Floyd with Big Bird, a great song from early 1968, released only weeks after Otis Redding went down in a plane crash on Sound Opinions.
So send down your wings and let them break.
Eddie Floyd, Big Bird. I'll share my thoughts after a quick break, Greg. Remember in 2018 when Border Patrol separated thousands of refugee kids from their parents, deported those parents back to their home countries, and kept the kids in the United States? Believe it or not, 6 years later, there are still hundreds of families who have not yet been reunited.
Though we as a community may feel hopeless at times, we recently learned about an organization called Al Otro Lado, which works to reunify families. They provide holistic legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S. and Tijuana through a multidisciplinary, client-centered, harm reduction-based practice.
Since 2018, they've reunited over 100 refugee families ripped apart by the zero-tolerance policy of the previous administration. Once reunited, Al Otro Lado helps each family find legal representation, housing, and the counseling they need in order to heal and get back on their feet.
Imagine having your child ripped from your arms and never knowing when you would see them again. We can't let family separations go on. If you're like us and believe that all families belong together, then join us supporting Al Otro Lado and donate today.
You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. That's gum.fm/charity.
You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website, elotrolado.org/volunteer.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back, and I should point out that it was never a hit. It was I thought it was the best thing Eddie Floyd ever did, even better than Knock on Wood, and never a hit. What did you think?
Well, what can I add to that? Yeah, it should have been a hit. It's a great song, classic, Greg, and knowing that Booker T, incredibly versatile musician, played everything. Mm-hmm. Man,
yeah,
just too much talent. That's it for this bonus episode. That was a great choice. To support Sound Opinions, become a member on Patreon and connect with other listeners in our Facebook group. Thanks for listening.